What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. At Central Heating and Cooling, comfort exceeds expectations. Right now at the break, Mount Holmes boys trailing Harrison 32-22. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, Brad Cole and I are joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes junior high girls basketball coach Josie Hemshoot. And Josie, we appreciate you joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, team started off a little rough there, but the last few games you're up 5-6, up to 5-6, and tell you, it seems like they're just getting better as the season's gone on.
Yeah, they've really picked it up. There's been a lot of things, you know, at the beginning of the season, we were really cold offensively, we were cold defensively, and there were a lot of adjustments that we had to make. But one big thing that I can say about the girls is everything that I've thrown at them, any kind of adjustment that we've tried to make, they have really taking it, and they are very coachable, and that is the key to, you know, any kind of success that you're going to have in basketball is having coachable players.
Now, Coach, you had success as a player at Melbourne, won some state championships. It's your first head coaching gig.
Yes.
Was there some nerves for you starting coaching, and then what, you know, talk a little bit about having Coach Leonard and Coach Husky and some of this support system
Absolutely.
To be around you, and kind of, I mean, look, it took you a while to get your feet wet a little bit as a coach too, right?
Yeah, 100%. So, and when I got this job, I will say that one of the biggest things that I was nervous about was my knowledge of the game. And I told Coach Leonard, I was like, any kind of help that you're going to give to me, I'm going to take it. And he said, I have all the confidence in the world in you. And that has meant the world to me, because Mitch and Dell, they're right there anytime I need them. And the support system that they have given me to fall back on is unbelievable. And I wouldn't be the coach that I'm becoming right now, and we wouldn't have the team that we have if there wasn't a support system like that from our coaches here.
Well, you know, Brad was just talking about your time at Melbourne. Talk to me about how much that's helped you, you know, with the great teams that you were on over there. How much did that help you, you know, prepare for, you know, for this division?
So much. You know, my uncle was my coach, and growing up, there was always that, you know, he always pushed me a little bit harder, and I appreciate that looking back as a player. I appreciated it. Looking back from a coach's perspective, I appreciated it. And he based our culture not only around, you know, winning, but working hard, being coachable, and defense. And that's something that I feel like I've been able to carry over to this team is, you know, how do you win games? Is it by scoring the most points? Sure, but where does that carry over from? You know, defense, working hard, and wanting it more.
One last, I think, question before we have to go on this. You know, talk about the you look at the number 4 team ranked in the state here, but you're a big part now of transitioning these girls to move down to here and be a part of that and continue this tradition on, right?
I think one of the biggest aspects of that is, you know, being on the same page as the coaching staff. Anytime, you know, I want to make a change in junior high, I'm going to run it by Coach Leonard. And, you know, he runs changes by me. We run a lot of things by each other. And I'll ask him, you know, this is how I'm coaching this kid. And I'm developing her as this kind of a player. Is this how you want her developed for your program later?
And we run a lot of those things by each other. So,
and sitting on the bench for the Lady Bombers high school games,
right,
it's huge, right? You get to hear
huge.
That and kind of echo those same thoughts through there.
100%. You learn a lot.
Yeah, and speaking of which, what do you think about this atmosphere? This your first Mapton versus Harrison experience?
It is. And this is absolutely amazing. The support system for all of our sports and athletics here for Mountain Home from our fans is wonderful. It's amazing. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Well, Josie, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you guys so much.
That was Mountain Junior High Girls Coach Josie Hemshoot. We'll take another break, come back with our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now it is Harrison Lee, Mountain Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, 32-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
And back on the Central Heating Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube at Central Heating Cooling. Comfort exceeds expectations. Right now, Mountain boys trailing Harrison at the break, 32-22. What's all the numbers you got there, Brad?
Yeah, leading scorer for Harrison has been Hayden Martin. I didn't know we'd expect that. Him and Cole Cecil both with 9 points, 6 points for Ryder Stibner, 4 points for Lucas Paul, and 4 points for Jackson Diner. For Mountain Home, Blaine Tate had 7 points all there in that second quarter. 5 points for Ryder McClain, 4 for Rick Gilbert, 3 for Jackson Corp, and Tyler Podkowski.
Yeah, listen, we'll keep up some of those other numbers in the first half, but, how beneficial was Harrison's offensive rebounding in that first half?
Today? Yeah, they were beneficial for them for sure. And, here's the other stat. Mountain Home only had 1 3-pointer made.
Tyler Podkowski hits that. Yeah, I was talking a little bit with some people before, and, the over-number was Mountain Home has to hit 11 threes, maybe 11 threes, 12 threes to win this game against the Harrison team. Better get hot in the second half if that's the case.
Absolutely. Don't do that in the second half like the girls did. Girls came out, they were a totally different team in the second half. So you gotta expect with the same amount of rest that the boys need the same coverage. So come out the second half, man, go pick it up.
I like it. Knock the rest off the cupboard a little bit.
Yeah.
Do.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, get the second half start in just a moment. It is Harrison Lee, Mounts Home, 32-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.
Tired of paying that high cable?